Blog Talk Radio. afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I do appreciate you tuning in today. Before we get really into the show today, I want to just talk about a few things that I'm feeling right now. And I woke up, let's get to last night. Last night, I went to a friend's house, I came home, was doing some meditation, laid down, had some dreams. I'm not sure exactly what a lot of those were, but I can tell you that there were things that I saw that made me uncomfortable. That's all I can share at this moment in time. I woke up this morning and just felt this heaviness, just felt this, I don't know, I wouldn't say it's a cloud, it just feels like pressure. And I don't know if you're feeling that this morning. I went on to my Twitter account, and there's a lot of readers that I notice posting things on Twitter today saying, be prepared. A lot of them, I noticed that they were saying, I just feel something in my gut. Something doesn't seem right. And that's what I'm feeling. I went bike riding earlier as well today, and as I was bike riding, I was listening to the music that I normally listen to meditate, and there were moments that I just started crying and just feeling this unknown. The card today for the show is from my Gaia deck, and it's the apprehension card. And on the bottom of the card are the words that says, moving out into the world, doubt and fear. The one thing that we cannot afford to do, my friends, and the one thing that Spirit does not want us to do, no matter what goes on our planet today, and we're going to be talking about a few things that I'm feeling, but no matter what happens on our planet today, we are not going to let that pull us into a place of doubt, in a place of fear. We're going to stand in who we truly are, which are spiritual beings having human experiences. And things have to change. Things have to be different. And for things to be different, some things have to pass away. And this is one thing that Spirit has been talking to me about for a while now. We cannot be afraid to move out into the world. The world needs us. The world needs you. The world needs I. I know that that's probably not good English, but that's okay. But it needs us. Okay? It really does. And so I will tell you that we will be going into prayer here just shortly. Because like I said, I went to my Twitter account, and I am not the only one right now, my friends. So today, as we go into today, that is feeling something. You might be feeling something. You might just have that uneasy feeling, that unsettling feeling. And just go to Twitter. Go to the people that you follow, especially readers. I saw at least three or four that said, I'm feeling something in my gut. I don't have it yet, but I feel something. Our jobs as readers and as seers is to tell you what we're feeling and what we're seeing. And I will tell you that there is something big on the horizon. During meditation today when I was outside, it's a little overcast where I'm at today. And I heard the words, the storm is approaching. And I don't think that Spirit was talking about a literal storm. Spirit kept saying, the storm is approaching. The storm is approaching. And I asked Spirit, I said, where is the storm coming from? Where is the storm approaching from? What direction? And I heard east. If you go to the news, which I highly not recommend that you do, you'll notice that the east is very explosive, but the East is not the only place that's explosive right now. And I have been talking about this for days now, about the East Coast. We need to pray for the East Coast of the United States of America. We're going to be doing that here shortly. I don't know what's about to happen, guys, but I will tell you this. We need Spirit in our lives more and more every single day of our lives. Every single day of our lives, more pressure seems like it's building up on us. But I know one thing that I've always relied upon, one truth that I've always stood on, and I will not change that. Ever since the moment that I could remember, there has always been a knowing that I knew that there was something else in charge of my life. Something bigger than me. I might not have always understood it, and there might be days that I still don't understand it completely. But I know that there is something bigger than us, something watching over us. And today during prayer, I summon archangels to surround our planet. And I ask you to do the same thing today. If there are events today that would be a little chaotic, we would be back on air tonight. If issues of today warrant me to be back on air, we will be back on air today. So I'm just going to let you know that I would download this program if you want this program later. Just in case that we need to be back on air today, if issues warrant that, okay? All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll get into the show, all right? Father, Mother, God, I don't know what I'm feeling exactly right now, but there's this apprehension, there's this unsettling that I feel right now. But I know that you have us. And I know that some things have to happen to help us wake up. And no matter what is going on in our world today, I ask that you would soften the impact of that. If all possible. And Father, Mother, God, I pray right now that you would help me get out of the way today. And become that vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for that. Father, Mother, God, right now I turn my focus on the world. Not just the United States, because whatever is happening or about to happen will affect the world in a whole. And Father, Mother, God, so today I pray for the planet that I call home. At this moment in time. And I ask that you would cover it with white light today. From the North Pole to the South Pole, I ask that you would surround our planet. I'm not the only one feeling this today. I'm not the only one sensing it today. And I ask that whatever this is, that is, if it's possible, if it's in your will, I ask that at this moment in time that you move it away from this planet. Father, Mother, God, I pray for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every living thing on this planet today. Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners right now that you would help them in every area of their life right now. And Father, Mother, God, that you would touch their hearts, that you would let them not go into a place of apprehension and doubt and fear, but that we would rely upon you today, that we would ask you to meet our needs today, whatever needs those are. And you said that if we ask, we shall receive. You said if we knock, it shall be open. And Father, Mother God, we're asking, we're knocking, and we know that you're in charge. Let us move out of the way. Father, Mother God, surround us right now with the white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right, if you would like to be a part of the program, there's a few callers are on my switchboard. But if you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. If you are new to my program, I want to welcome you to my program. I've been getting a lot of new listeners, and I appreciate you guys so much. And also, if you are not aware of calling into Blog Talk, you do have to push that one, or otherwise you just sit there on my switchboard, and I never know you want to talk to me. And so you do have to push a one to get on the switchboard. So little thing goes up, and I know you want to talk to me. So let's talk to my first caller. 909, could you please say your name out loud for me, your first name anyhow?
Hi. My name's Sandy. How are you?
I am good. How can I help you? I'm having a hard time hearing you, but
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot better. Okay, thank you.
Okay, number one, I want to say that with this message that you've gotten, this is a perfect opportunity for you to do, as you said, to trust that God, everything is in divine order.
Right.
And in that, to surrender it to God and know that whatever happens is, even though we can't see the big picture, there's a reason for whatever happens. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. There's always a bigger picture, and we just trust the Spirit within us to have everything
exactly
work according to the way it's supposed to be working. So, but
that's right.
So how can I help you today?
Yeah, I would just like a general reading. That would be
okay. Awesome. All right, let's go ahead and pull some cards for you today, and let's see what's going. What
okay
is possible? The very first card is the attachment card. Talks about letting go. Restriction and fear, and I feel like that there's just some emotional stuff that you've been hanging on to, some baggage. I think we all have that. I mean, I don't think anybody listening to me right now wouldn't have some baggage.
But
there's always something that we need to let go of, something that has been holding us back. And I feel like it's the one place that I would look here. I would look at maybe some relationships. I feel like that there's a relationship that really bothered you when it ended, and so I would really look at that and see if there's something there. This doesn't feel like a romantic relationship. I will tell you, it feels more like something to do with business or something around that. I don't know if there's anything that makes any sense, but that's what I'm picking up. Something to do with something like that. But I would look at that because I feel like it's restricting you a little bit. And, of course, we all have a little bit of fear. I mean, we just have that in us. That's a built-in thing. And it's not a bad thing. Sometimes fear can be a really good thing because it motivates us to do things. But the one thing that I would watch is letting fear become a major obstacle in your life. Next card, definitely focusing on your emotions today. Because the next card talks about emotional cleansing. And the next card is the Enchanted Forest card, magic and excitement. So there's some really cool things coming up for you. Looks like September is a month of movement. It looks like about the middle of September, looks like there's a lot of movement for you in your spiritual growth. And that's what I focus on this program. So that's an exciting thing that's about to pop up for you. So I do appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that helps.
Sure. Thank you. That's great.
Thank you. All right.
Take care.
You have a good day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay. Yeah. And so let's go ahead and keep things rolling. 951, you're on air with me. Hi. Could you please say your first name?
Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. I haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah. Remember last time we had cut off too.
Yeah, well, hopefully we won't have that today. So how can I help you today?
Just a general message.
Okay. Is there, because Spirit says that I need sort of a little bit of a focus today. I'm having a little bit of a hard time focusing right now. So if there's an area that you would like to focus on, that would really help me today, Nathaniel.
Finances.
Okay, finances. Okay. Have you been struggling? Spirit keeps telling me that you've been struggling for a while now in that area. Is that true? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And that's your biggest obstacle right now. And I think that's a lot of people right now. You know, the one thing that energies are trying to use is this fear of money. You know, lack of money. You know, that things are not going to get any better. You know, that the economy is going to be taking dips and stuff like that. It keeps us in that place of fear. But the one thing that I would tell you, Nathaniel, is I do definitely see a financial increase for you. Definitely see that as you go. Looks like to me, you know, you're going to struggle a little bit here through the rest of this month. I definitely see some more struggle in September. But by the time you get to October, things do look like they're turning around for you. So that's a good thing. Definitely see something happening in October where you're going to have some more finances coming in. I just feel like that there's more going out than coming in at the moment. And so I think that's, again, with a lot of people. But I definitely see an increase where more is coming in. It's going to start balancing out. By the end of the year, you're going to start finding that financial balance. And I think it's been a while since you've had that balance where, you know, money coming in and money going out balances out, so you're not struggling so much. Does that make sense to you? Because I definitely just keep seeing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so, you know, just hang in there. Things are going to get better, okay?
Take it. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. Now, wait, before you go, are you considering, I just saw a woman around you. Are you in a relationship or thinking about a relationship? Because I kept seeing somebody around you. This is a, and this could be a spirit, and that's why I want to be checking on this. Because as soon as I was getting ready to hang up with you, and as soon as I was getting ready to hang up with you, I saw a woman. I'm going to describe this woman to you, okay, Nathaniel? And let's see if this makes sense to you, all right? Because I keep seeing a blonde. She would be in her, looks like to me, and I'm at this moment in time, I'm going to say that this is a spirit. Would have passed probably around her late 30s, early 40s, a blonde. Is this making any sense to you? If it's not, it's okay, because I could be picking up somebody else. But
I think, yeah, it's definitely somewhat.
Okay. Yeah, I would think about that, and if that makes sense to you, you know, drop me an email and we'll talk about it. But I just wouldn't push that out because I feel like that her passing, and we're going to just stick with this for a minute, Nathaniel. I feel like that her passing was, like, quick. I don't feel like it was an accident, but I feel like it was an illness, something that came upon her really quick. And then her health just deteriorated. And the doctors did everything they could. You know, I would think about this. I just wouldn't throw this out. It might come to you later, okay? Because I feel like it's been a while. I feel like that this has been a while. So you might think about it, and you know, let me know if that makes sense to you through an email, okay, Nathaniel? I appreciate you calling in.
Hey, thanks, Michael.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, and that's the thing. You know, a lot of times, you know, he said, you know, he thinks that it makes sense, you know. A lot of times, like when I'm seeing things, people go, well, that doesn't make sense. It might make sense later. So I would just hang on to that. I wouldn't throw it out, okay, because I do feel that. Let's go ahead. 352, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello. My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. How can I help you?
I have a couple of things going on, and I wanted to know if you can touch on one of those things, maybe just a general message.
Okay. Let's look at okay, go ahead and tell me what the two things are really quick, because Spirit wants me to focus on this. So in a nutshell, what are these issues?
I found a rental, but I owe on another rental, and so she said she knew the owner of the company. or the lady, and I wanted to know, am I going to really get that house? And, you know,
I feel like that you are going to find a house. I don't feel like it's going to be this house. Okay, and I feel like what's happening here is I really do feel like that there is spirit intervention here. I don't know. I just feel like that house that you're looking at, and I know that this might be a little disappointing to you, but I want you to hang in here with me, okay? Because we're going to give you a picture here, all right? I just feel like that this is not the place. I just feel like that you would be in a really bad situation down the line. You know, it might, sometimes, you know, everything looks good, you know, to the surface. You know, I'm sure you've been there before. You know, everything looks awesome, and then you get into there, and there's all kinds of problems. And we don't want that for you. You've had enough problems in your life. It's time to get things turned around for you. But I definitely see you in a house, I would say by September. It looks by, yeah. So, you know, we're almost in that last week of this, you know, this month. So I'm going to say that by that second week in September, you have a place. It's a whole lot better than even this place that you're looking at. So I would definitely, you know, keep manifesting that, keep seeing that. You know, a lot of times spirit knows what's best for us, always knows what's best for us. And so, so I would just go with spirit. And I know that you're a little disappointed, but Spirit's saying that, you know, things are going to be better, and you're definitely going to have your own place. Like I said, it looks like at least by that second full
by week next September. Month.
Yeah, yeah, by second next week. Month. Yeah, yeah, that second week, yeah.
Yeah, am I going to, this house that I'm in now, she wrote me on Facebook and said, we're going to get the eviction papers started. You know, meanwhile, they don't fix anything in the house. I'm like,
yeah.
I wonder if that's going to.
Yeah, unfortunately, there are people out there that just don't care about other people, and you know, unfortunately, I feel like that this people that you deal with are just focused on money and not focused on people, and that's just sad. You know, the one thing that I will tell you, Spirit's not going to let you be out on the street. It's just not going to happen. Okay, you know, people can say all kinds of things, and sometimes people say things, you know, to put threats out there, you know, sort of trying to motivate people. That kind of stuff really shouldn't be happening on our planet right now. But it still is, and that will change. But, you know, as far as him evicting you, I do feel like that he will start a process. But like I said, you're going to be going anyhow, so I really wouldn't worry about this. You know, I feel like that, you know, the timing on this is Spirit getting you into someplace better, okay? I wouldn't really stress out about this. Don't go into a place of fear, okay? Because that's never a good place to work from. All right?
Yeah, but that would be on my.
Yeah. I know, and I don't think he is going to evict you. I really don't see that. You know, I feel like that he's talking, and of course he's mad. And you know, when people are mad and when they get into that place of anger, they say all kinds of stuff. And but I really don't see an eviction for you. I would be really shocked. Of course you need to move. You know, I will tell you that you definitely need to move out of there.
Yeah.
But I don't see him evicting you. I would really be shocked if you called me and told me that he did. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So you know, you definitely do need to still move. Definitely. But I don't see an eviction. I don't see Spirit letting that be put on your record, okay?
Do you, I know this is weird, but I had something weird happen to me real quick. And I wanted to know, like, you don't see, like, a baby around me anytime soon. I mean.
A baby? Your own baby?
Yeah. No, I can't have any more kids.
Okay, all right. Is there somebody that could be having a baby?
Yes, and I don't know if she is she going to be able to take care of it, or is she going to say, Andrea, I need you to take care of it, or
there is a baby that you do take care of. I actually feel like that the person that's having this baby, I don't know when this timing, it looks like that this timing on this baby being in your arms looks like maybe next year. So, you know, it takes a while for a baby to be, you know, on our planet. But I feel like that it's more next year and more this time of next year. I feel like around the fall. I just feel like that they're just not going to be able to take care of it. You know, I think what happens here is you step up and you help for a little bit, and then finally, it looks like to me by 2015 that you actually have custody of this baby.
Oh, that's scary. No matter what time it is, I'm still not going to be prepared, probably.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, let's say that you are. Okay, let's change that word you just said. And Spirit will prepare you. If Spirit wants this to happen, Spirit will give you everything that you need to take care of this. They're not going to give you a baby to take care of if you can't feed it. And you know what I'm saying? They're not going to do that. So you will be prepared. And you're an awesome person. You just don't always see that. You got an awesome heart inside of you. You need to work on that a little bit, because you just have a lot of self-doubt. And I can see why. There's a lot of pain in your life. I can understand that. But the one thing, you have the ability to take care of not just that baby, but anything that Spirit needs you to take care of. So just remember that, okay? And I do appreciate you calling in. All right, thank you.
What is your email again? Sorry.
That's okay. My email address is youareawakening@gmail.com, and the website is www.insightswithmichael.com. Okay?
Okay. No problem. All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah. That's www.insightswithmichael.com is the website address, and then You Are Awakening. You know, the easiest way to remember the email address for me is that's what you are doing. You are awakening. So just remember that. youareawakening@gmail.com. All right? All right, 201, please say your first name for me.
Hi, my name's Brittany.
Hi, Brittany, how can I help you today?
I just wanted to know if there was any messages from Spirit for me to kind of help me through.
Yeah, like I've been telling everybody today, it would really help me if I had an area of focus here.
Sure.
It would really help me today. Yeah, go ahead.
No problem. Basically, you know, I want to know if things are going to pick up, and I kind of had some falling out with some friends, and I'm going to, you know, have a better social life.
Yeah, because it feels like like several people have gone away. Does that make sense to you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you, because you're thinking, okay, you're thinking, man, am I doing something to cause this? You know, is it me or, you know?
Yeah.
And so the one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you is that it's not you, okay? That's the first thing that we need to focus on here, okay? It's not you. What's going on here is, and this is happening with a lot of people, this is just not happening with you, okay? There are people that have been around us that no longer benefit us, that as we advance farther and farther in our awakening process, you know, we're working on a higher vibration. Not everybody works on the same vibration, okay? And so what's happening here is Spirit sorting out people around you right now, okay? And going to bring new people in to work on the vibration that you are moving on. Does this make sense to you? Hopefully you understand what I'm saying. Because sometimes I just start...
Yeah, I'm wondering if I should move. Like, I just feel like maybe the area I live in...
Yeah, you're definitely moving. You should be in another location by the end of the year. There's definitely a physical move for you. That scares you a little bit. Why does that scare you?
I'm just wondering if it's out of state or...
Yeah, it's out of state. Yeah, there's a particular place that you're thinking about or have always wanted to live, because I think you've manifested
I've always wanted to go to Austin, but, I mean, New York City would be a little bit more
Okay.
I
will tell you that I saw you in a bigger city, and I will tell you that I did see the Statue of Liberty. Okay. And so I would say that you're going to be in New York City. Why would I see acting with you? Have you ever thought about acting? Or why would I see that with you?
Yes, I've thought about it.
Okay. I would stop thinking about it and start aiming that way. So, it's okay to think about it, but I think the time for you to think about it, I think it's over. I think you need to put some action behind your thoughts now, okay? You've manifested this move. And that's what's happening right now. You know, Spirit's trying to get you to where you belong, and you're sort of fighting this, you know. And so,
I hear you.
It's something
I've literally always wanted to do. It's just kind of like...
It's your dream.
About it.
Yeah, it's your dream. I can see when you were a little girl, you've always wanted to be there. And so Spirit's trying to get you there. Okay, Spirit's trying to get your dream into reality here. Stop fighting it, okay? Just go with the flow. You're going to do great. You're an awesome person, and you got awesome energy. You're going to do beyond great, okay? So just keep trusting Spirit, and that's what's going on right now. You're just in a period of changing, and sometimes when we change, I will tell you the one thing I learned in my life. When we change and we start growing, there are just people that we leave behind, and it's not that we don't do it in meanness or anything like that. It's just that they no longer are supposed to be on our path, and. So just look at it that way. You're just moving on to a higher path, okay?
Okay.
All right.
That makes me feel better.
All right. Hang in there. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, that happens a lot of the times. And, it's going to happen more and more as we advance spiritually and as we start working on a higher vibration. My guest yesterday was talking about this. We're vibration. And we can vibrate on a lower vibration, or we can start vibrating on a higher vibration. And that's what's happening right now. Spirit's trying to get us to vibrate higher. And there's a lot of us that say, oh, you know what, I'm okay on that lower vibration because I know that lower vibration. But that lower vibration no longer serves you. It no longer works for you. It just doesn't anymore. And so we got to just move along with Spirit. We just got to flow into Spirit. Okay? Hold on for just a second. Okay. Let's go ahead and take 818. Could you please say your first name for me?
Hi, yes, this is Danielle.
Okay, could you say your... I really didn't catch your name. Could you say it again, please?
Danielle.
Danielle. Okay, thank you. Okay, how can I help?
Yes, hi. Tomorrow is my birthday, and I'd like to see if Spirit had any type of messages for me at all.
Okay, well, happy
thank
birthday.
Thank you, Michael.
Happy birthday from me. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. And Spirit says happy birthday from them. The year ahead for you is going to be really awesome, okay? In every area of your life, it is time for you to move forward. It just feels like, it just feels you try to move forward, and then it feels like that something just pulls you back. Does that make sense to you? I feel like you sort of been like in this tug of war thing. The tug of war thing's over. As you celebrate your life, that's what it is. It's a celebration of your life tomorrow and your arrival date on this planet. And so, just celebrate that, knowing that things are going to change quickly for you. Okay, are you working at the moment?
I'm not.
Okay, that's about to change. Do you have an application out?
No, I don't. I've been trying to do Reiki and teach Reiki, trying to get clients together to do those things.
Okay. I feel like that I would look around for the time being. I feel like that what Spirit's wanting to look at is you working maybe with somebody that's already established.
A little bit.
And work with them, and then I feel like that as you go into next year, then you're going to be out on your own. But I feel like that right now, Spirit wants you to be with somebody else, so you can learn a little bit more and things like that. And then I feel like that next year things will be a whole lot better for your own business. Because you will have your own business. You know this is what Spirit's called you to do. But sometimes, you know, Spirit wants us to work alongside somebody for a little bit, and
right.
So that's what I feel right now. Let me see. Is there somebody in your area that you would think about doing that with? Because I don't know where you live for sure.
Yes, I live in Woodland Hills, and
okay.
I've been meeting like-minded people that are into the same interest as me. So I've been meeting new people and trying to. See what they like to do and what they're into and what they're doing right now.
Yeah, because I feel like there's somebody you're going to be. It's either going to be like a partnership or something like that to begin with. And so because they're struggling, and I think that's first trying to get you guys together to work together. And because a lot of times, you know, what Spirit's trying to do right now is unite us together, not to divide us. And so,
right.
So I definitely see that working out for you. Are you dating at the moment?
I'm currently married, and
okay.
It's not going well and hasn't for a while.
Okay. Because I do feel like that there is a possible change in your relationship status.
Okay.
I would say to me it looks like possibly by the end of the year where a decision is going to have to be made. Unfortunately, I don't see this working out as is. It can be salvageable, possibly, but I just feel like it's deteriorated really at a point that I would be really surprised if it could be salvageable right now.
Right.
I'm sorry. And I think you know that. You're going to have to make a decision what's best for you. And the one thing I will tell you is I did see dating next year. So for you to date, something's going to have to end.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I look forward to that.
Yeah, so, you know, but you're going to have to make that decision. And, you know, sometimes they're hard decisions, but you have to see that. But I definitely see you dating next year. And really what Spirit wants you to do is work on you and do some healing on yourself and focus on you. But I do appreciate you calling in, and hopefully that's helped.
Thank you. It does immensely. Thank you so
right.
much, Michael. Really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
All right. Happy
okay,
birthday
happy
tomorrow.
Day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. So that's it. We're going to leave my phone lines open, I'm also going to tell you at this moment in time, I'm going to start talking a little bit. Just don't let me talking keep you from calling in if you need to talk to me, okay? 347-327-9316. We started the show like this, and I'm continually feeling this. So we're going to focus, okay? I'm going to ask you at this moment in time to do some things with me, okay? I don't ask a lot of stuff, but I'm going to ask you to... do some things with me. My friends, we are living in a very challenging time. But we are also living in a very great time, and I want to explain. We have lots of potential for change. We have a lot of great things coming up. But for great things to come up, old things have to pass away. Systems that no longer serve us are just going to fade. I will tell you that there are things that are possibly, if you go to my Twitter account today, I did post something earlier today that I want to talk about, that I said that there's going to be news today coming out of the White House that could shake you okay? I don't know exactly what that is at this moment in time. But, you know, the one thing I want to prepare you for is a little bit of shaking, okay? That's my job. And so what I want us to do is I want you, we're going to do a grounding exercise, okay? The one thing that you need to be done today, especially today, is you need to be grounded. Whatever is going to happen, I will tell you the timing on this, whatever this event is later this afternoon. Right now, it is 11:46 a.m. where I'm at. And so let me look on the timing of this. If I can get a timeline on this event. Okay, the timing of this event is, hold on. I'm trying to see a clock, guys. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get a timeline on this. Okay, the timing of this event would be 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, maybe an hour before or an hour after. Okay, there's a little bit of leeway here. But whatever this event is, it is going to happen most likely around 6 p.m. Central Time, give an hour before or an hour after. Okay, so it's going to be in that time frame, possibly. Okay. All things are subject to change, but whatever this is going to be happening later this afternoon or early evening, okay, here in the United States. Wherever that is in your world, just keep that in mind. So it's going to be around about 6 p.m. Central Time. Let me see if I can get any more information on this really quick for you. Okay, I'm going to just start telling you what I'm seeing, okay, as best to my ability. Okay, I see the presidential limousine, better known as the Beast, because I'm seeing that you... I'm seeing, like, black cars. These are black limos. And I'm seeing, like, the flags on them. Seeing, like, motorcycles in front of this. Okay. Hold on for just a minute. The president's also traveling at the moment. The last thing I knew, the president is in Boston at the last time I knew anything. So we need to cover the East Coast again with white light. So remember that today, especially today. But there is news that comes out of the White House today. And I'm not sure. I will also tell you that we need to cover the president of the United States today. I don't care about our political views today. He is the president of the United States, and so we need to cover him today, especially today. So whatever, I will tell you, whatever is going on will affect him, but I don't know how, okay? You have to remember, during 9/11, President Bush, of course, was shaken by events of the day. And so let's just remember President Obama and the party that is with him today, that they stay safe, okay? So let's just remember that. All right, but I will tell you... all things happen for a reason, guys. We have to trust spirit. in all situations. And, you know, today Spirit told me, said, you know, we just got to trust, and that's what we have to do. I'm going to take one more call, and then most likely we will have a channel message from Stephen, my spirit guide, right after this call. So let's go ahead. Phone lines are closed at this moment in time. 832, you're my last call of the day. I appreciate you calling in. Say your first name, please.
Hi, Michael. This is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How can I help you today?
Well, I was calling for a little bit of insight. I have a decision to make about my son's violin instructor. We had a rough lesson yesterday evening, and I sent him an email explaining kind of how we felt about things, and I wanted to see if it was a good decision to go back. He promised to change his teaching tactics and see if this would be good for my son.
Okay, you need to look for a new instructor.
Okay.
Sorry. I feel like the one thing that I'm checking this twice. I get new instructor. I checked it again. I hear new instructor. A new instructor would be where I would be leaning. I feel like that. You know, I just don't feel like him and you and your son are gelling here. Okay, you know. Your son is very gifted. And I feel like that this person just is not going to take him to the level that your son should be on. Okay.
Okay.
And so that's good news that your son is gifted.
Yeah.
I just feel like that and you know there's just that, you know, some instructors can only teach what they know and only work on the level that they work on. I feel like that your son definitely needs to be with somebody else, a little higher caliber, somebody that could work with him. I feel like it is a guy, because I feel like that your son relates better with guys. But definitely your son someday will play on a big, huge world stage, and so you need to work towards that. Definitely a new instructor.
Okay.
Will be coming into play here. Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem. You know, like I said, the energy of that guy that is working with your son now, your son knows that he just is not working with this guy anymore. People can only take you so far. And that's an area of our life. And your son, just as I will tell you, is an awesome, gifted violinist. And I will tell you that I feel like that he's a reincarnation of somebody else that played the violin. I don't know who that is. I definitely feel that with your son. So I would work towards that. You know, and don't press your son. You know, let him work according to his skills. Definitely a major violinist on our planet is your son. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you, Mike.
All right.
I appreciate
Thank you.
It.
No problem.
Bye.
Yeah. I mean, I was just like, whoa. Because sometimes the visions that I see, I was just like, whoa, what? And I saw this kid, like a teenager, and he was on, I'm just telling you what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing him like on the thing in Washington D.C. You know where they have the fireworks, whatever that is. I've never been to Washington D.C., so I don't know what that is. I see him like right there on that stage and playing very beautiful music. And so I definitely would work with him. And definitely needs a new instructor. And I would think about putting him in a school where he could learn more different music and stuff like that. All right. Those are just suggestions, but I would do that. All right. We never did do the grounding exercise, did we? Okay, let's do that right now. Stephen just said, before I speak, we need to ground. So let's go ahead and ground ourselves right now. If you would like to, you can kick your shoes off. If you don't have to kick your shoes off, but I kick my shoes off usually, and so my shoes are kicked off. Put your feet flat on the floor for me, please. Okay. And like I said, we need to be really grounded today, so we're not going to be in a big hurry. Stephen has plenty of time to talk. If we need to, we'll extend the show a little. So I'm not worried about time. We need to let go of time, really. So I'm not really worried about time today. I want you to close your eyes with me. Just close your eyes. Closing our eyes take away from all the earthly distractions that are around us on a daily basis. And then I want you to take your hands, take your right hand and your left hand, and I want you to put them together with your fingers pointed up and your thumbs pointed towards you. And I want you to bring them to your center of your chest, a little bit away from your chest. I don't want them touching your chest. Most likely, let's put them about an inch or so away from your chest, but bring them to center. I want them right in the center of you, okay? I want them about where your spinal cord runs up and down, where all the chakras run up and down. So I want you to do that for me, please. And then I want you to, with your eyes closed, I want you to take a deep breath in with me. And I want you to breathe out. I want you to take another deep breath in with me, please. I want you to breathe out. Then I want you just to let go of all your thoughts that are in your head. I want you just to see them going out of your head. I want you to breathe in and breathe out all negativity away from you. Don't worry about it. Spirit will take care of it and white light it and transmute it into something better. Okay. Now I want you to start breathing normally. I want you to focus on your breath. The breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Now I want you to begin to focus only on my voice. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Now I want you to begin to see roots going out of you, out of the base of you, into Mother Earth, into this great, big, huge planet that we call home. Do you know our planet's awesome? It's so awesome. I want you to see roots going into Mother Earth. Now, I want you to take your hands that are together. I want you to separate them, and I want you to stick them out on either side of you like you're a scale. Okay? And I want you to feel balance. Have you ever been like on a teeter-totter, and teeter-totters go up and down and up and down, and the whole idea of a teeter-totter, when you were a kid, I never really got this for a while, but the whole idea of a teeter-totter when you're working with somebody else is to find that balance. That's what you try to do, is you try to balance that, both of you balancing that teeter-totter. And so today, Spirit's trying to balance us, trying to get us to balance with Spirit. Okay, so I want you at this moment in time, with your eyes closed still, I want you to visualize you and Spirit on a teeter-totter. I know, sounds a little weird, but my spirit guide is funny, guys. So I want you to visualize yourself on a teeter-totter, sitting across from Spirit, you and Spirit on a teeter-totter, and I want you to balance. Okay? Up and down, up and down, balance. Now, I want you to see our planet on a teeter-totter with spirit. I want you to visualize the globe on a teeter-totter. I want you to picture spirit on the other side of the teeter-totter. This is important, guys. I know it seems a little silly, but sometimes silly is okay. But I want you to visualize this. This is very important right now. Please do this. I want you to visualize our planet on a teeter-totter with spirit. We need to do this. Up and down. Up and down, balance. Okay, thank you so much for doing that. You can open your eyes and you can go back to normal sitting, whatever that is for you. I appreciate you doing that for me and for our planet. You know, finding that balance in our lives with spirit, finding that place where we can just be is important. And that's an awesome thing. When you get to that place of balance with the spirit within you, that's just an awesome place to be. Because you don't stress out. you find that inner peace. A couple of days ago, I talked about finding that inner peace, and we went through some steps of finding that inner peace. And when you find that inner peace, that's an awesome thing to do. It's an awesome place to be. Definitely. Okay? If you haven't gone to my website lately, there's a lot of information over there, more information to come. There will probably be a written a channeled message later on today over on our blog. I will just tell you about that right now. There most likely will be that on our blog later today. There also most likely will be a video from Stephen later on today, another channel message, but on a video form on our website later today. And so there's just some things coming up. There's already a previous message Stephen channeled on the program the other day. You can find that on our About page. And it says recent channeled messages from Stephen, so you might want to look at those. All right. Talking about Stephen at this moment in time, I'm going to welcome Stephen to the program. Stephen is my spirit guide. I am a full body channel for Stephen. And I will tell you that he would like to talk to us, and so we're going to allow that to happen. All right. So the next voice you will hear will be Stephen. Stephen does have a different voice than me. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second and welcome Stephen to the program. Namaste, my friends. I come to you today to say how much I appreciate you, how much I love speaking to you, and how much I love Michael for allowing me to come forward today to speak to you in these few minutes that I have with you. I would like to speak to you today about fear, about not going into a place of fear. For you and for your planet, there has been many challenges, many things that have happened, and many things that happen shake you. Many things shake the very foundation of you. And so what I tell you today is not to go into a place of fear. Fear is an energy that you cannot allow to take over you. If fear, it can motivate you. Fear can be used positively. I don't want you to think that fear is always negative, because it is not. Sometimes fear can motivate you to do things, to change things. And so if you use it in a positive way, it is an awesome thing. It is a thing that can turn you and your world around. But if you allow fear or any emotion to overwhelm you, then overwhelm you will be. And I do not want you overwhelmed. The spirit within you do not want you overwhelmed. We want you to be balanced. We want you to find a place of where you can use your emotions to motivate you, not to hold you back. And what I mean by that is, for a lot of you, fear has been a weapon that has been used against you to hold you back, to hold you stuck, to not allow you to do the things that you know that you should be doing. There's a lot of you listening to me right now that you know that you should be doing certain things, but you have said, oh my land, what are they going to think of me? What are they going to say about me? I want everybody to like me. I want everybody to love me. And if I step out and if I put out messages out there, maybe they will not get me. Maybe they will not understand me. And then maybe I will lose them. But if they are that shallow, then maybe they shouldn't be around you anyhow. I am just saying. You do not have the luxury to allow fear to hold you back any longer. I have told this to Michael many, many times, and Michael is now working with me to project messages of love and light into a world that needs them. Michael was afraid to allow me to do what I am doing right now, actually. Because he is so worried that people will say things, and maybe they will, and maybe they won't. But you do not know that. If you just let your mind say, okay, they are going to do this, they are going to say that, then you will never do anything. You will never, ever accomplish anything in life if you always stay in a place of fear. A lot of you need to move towards your dreams. A lot of you have dreams, but you are afraid to work towards those dreams. You want them. You say, Spirit, bless me, and I want them. But are you working towards them? Are you working? Are you putting things in place to say, okay, this is what I am doing. These are the steps I am taking to accomplish these. The one thing I will tell you, Spirit is not a thing where it just happens. Sometimes you have to take steps. You have to steps towards us. And then as you take steps towards us, we take steps towards you. Does this make sense to you? And this is how the universal law, the universal energies all work together to bless you, to bring joy to your lives. There are many things that are coming up for you that are things that will shake you a little. But sometimes shaking is not a bad thing. Sometimes shaking is a way of waking up. Have you ever had a kid that is in bed and you go to their room and you say, wake up and it's time to go to school? And they just lay there and they just are still sleeping. They are still slumbering. And you know that they need to go to school. They know that they need to go to school, but they are still sleeping. So you go back to their room. And you say a little louder. You say, Junior, it is time to wake up. It is time to get out of bed. It is time for action. Then Junior stretches a little, but still goes to sleep again. So you go back into his room, and you shake him and say, you've got to wake up. That is sometimes what has to happen for you, for your world. There are things that have to happen to awaken things. It is just a process. It is a journey that you are going through. But I tell you before I leave you today, do not go into a place of fear or doubt. For you stand on a threshold of possibilities, of potentials, awesome potentials. But the question is that you do have to change. Your planet do have to go through a changing process. It is time to awaken to who you truly are, to the truth of who you are, and to step into and walk into that. I know that some of you understand and some of you go, huh? And that is okay. That is all right. For that is where you are. But there is so much for you to do. So much for you to tap into. So much for you to accomplish. Your world is not ending. Your world is only on the verge of beginning. But I tell you today that today you will see and hear things that maybe will shake you. Maybe will have you questioning. But it is okay to question. It is okay to say, I need to look at that differently. So today, when some things may come into your vision that maybe scares you, try to look past the fear. Try to look past the confusion. And remember that even through fear and confusion, there is always hope. I leave you today with that. Hope and love and peace. Namaste, my friends. Thank you, Stephen, for coming forward today and sharing that with us. I will tell you guys, I have no idea what he just said. I am a conscious channel. I remember bits and pieces of conversations, like the one that just happened. But if you came right now and offered me $1 billion to tell you word for word what Stephen just said, I have no idea. So I would not get your $1 billion, but that's okay. One thing I want to leave you with today is this hope. You know, no matter what, you know, happens in our lives, there's always hope. You know, as seers, you know, the one thing I will tell you as seers, what we do is we show you potential. We say, okay, this is what I'm seeing. I do it every time that I do a reading. You know, I say, okay, this is what I'm seeing possibly coming up. You know, there's a lot of things coming up for us, you know, as a whole, as one, because that's what we are. We are one. The whole world is one. We need to start acting like it and working towards that, but that's a whole different show and a whole different story. But we do need to start trying to do that because we are all one. You know, that's like when you turn on the news and you see something going on in another country, it's sort of why it bothers you, because you're sitting there and you're seeing people getting shot and stuff, and unfortunately it happens on our planet. Someday it won't, but right now it does. And, you know, and so it bothers us. It upsets us. But if it didn't upset us, I would probably be a little more concerned. You know, if we saw that and it didn't have some kind of an impact, if it didn't bother us, then I'd be like, okay, I think we got a bigger problem here. Because when we lose empathy, then we've lost everything. I want to say that again. When we lose empathy, when we see people getting hurt, when we see people getting killed, and that doesn't bother us, then I'd be a little concerned. You know, there's a saying that we have to walk in other people's shoes before we know how they are, and that's the truth. You know, so don't judge anybody today. Don't have any issues today. Today, just be. You know, the one that I want you to do today, if you're listening to this program right now, what I want you to do for the rest of the day, I want you just to be. I don't want you to worry about what possibly could be happening today. I don't want you to focus on that. What I want you to focus on is the spirit within you. What I want us to focus on today, even with this little uneasy feeling that's happening with a lot of us today, I want us to balance. Every time that you feel a little bit off today, I want you to teeter-totter with spirit. And I want you to find balance today. I want you to find love today. I want you to go out today, and I want you, if you're out today, I want you to smile at somebody. I want you to go up to them and say, you know what? I really love you. I care about you. What's going on with you today? Is there anything I can do to help you today? Do you know that if we did that every single day of our lives, do you know that we would turn our world upside down? If we honestly went up to strangers and said, hey, you know what? How do you know that we walk by people and we say, hi, how are you? But do we don't pause long enough to even find out what that answer was. So, hi, how are you? If you need me, drop me an email. How are you today? youareawakening@gmail.com. How are you? Do you need me? youareawakening@gmail.com. And it doesn't cost anything just to drop me an email and talk to me. I just want you to know today you're not by yourself. I will tell you also that while this show's been going on, I have felt more uneasy. But I also know that Spirit's in charge of everything that happens. There's only one other time in my life that I felt this uneasy, and it was September 11th. I just looked at the day, and today's 8:22. 22 is a very high spiritual number. So we stand in the number of 22. We stand in the number of spirituality. And we turn everything over to our spirit guides and our angels, and we do that. I also will tell you, please do not book a reading with me today. I know that's very unusual for me to say that, but I'm not doing any readings today. I have a couple scheduled, but I probably will do those or I will postpone them. But I'm going to go into a place of meditation today and a place of prayer, and I ask you to do the same thing. If you have a white candle today, I'm actually going to go buy one here in a little bit. I would light it today. You know, just be alone with Spirit today. Just you and Spirit, just being buddies. Do you know Spirit wants to be your buddy? When I first learned that, you know, my spirit guide is my buddy. I don't go anywhere without Stephen. Well, it would be a little hard to do that since he's my spirit guide. But I don't go anywhere without him. You know, it's like, you know, I'm eating lunch. I'm talking to Stephen. Not out loud, of course. People would be looking at me a little weird. But in my head. And, you know, when I go to a movie, I go with Stephen. When I go bike riding, I go with Stephen. When I go walking, I go with Stephen. Are you following? Get to know your spirit guide. Have a relationship with your spirit guide. Starts by saying hi. Starts by saying, what's your name? Starts by, do you want to talk to me? Do you want to say something to me? You got something to help me? It's time for us to lean on the things that have been put into our place. Do you know that we're not on our planet by ourselves, guy? We got angel helpers. We got our loved ones helping us. We got spirit guides. Your mind, your intellect would rather tell you, okay, it's just you and the world against you. The world's against you. That is not true. The world is not against you. The world is trying to work with you to get you to a better place. The universal energy of all time is trying to work with you. Yeah, you. Trying to work with you. To get your life turned around, to get you unstuck, to get you to a better place. There's a better day coming, my friend. A better day is coming. I'm not a doomsayer guy. This is not the end of the world. Okay, I don't want you to misinterpret what I'm saying today. Whatever's happening today is not the end of the world. Okay, let's just say that. Okay, because I don't want people to say, well, Michael said this, and Michael said that. Michael didn't say that. Michael said that there could be an event today that could shake us. Okay, that's what Michael is saying today. It's what Spirit is saying today. But it's not the end of the world. Okay? It's just the beginning of a process of change. All right? That's all it is. It's just another little piece of the puzzle. That's all it is. Spirit is putting an awesome, beautiful picture together, piece by piece by piece by piece. Spirit has to get us to move a little bit so they can fit those pieces in place. For a better world, for a better day, when there is no fighting, when there is no killing. Do you know that there's going to be a day when, this is what always gives me hope, because this is what Spirit told me a long time ago, and this is what I stand on. There's going to be a day when I wake up and I pick up my newspaper and there's not any bad news. I turn on my TV, there's no bad news. There's no violence. There's no killing. There's no hate. There's no anger. There's none of that. That day is coming. Is it tomorrow? Probably not. But is it coming? Absolutely. Let's not give up now, guys. Not give up now. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I hope you got something out of today's program. If you have comments, if you have concerns, you just want to talk to me, youareawakening@gmail.com. If you would like to set up a reading with me, again, I would not do that today. I'm not going to do that today. But you can go ahead and schedule readings today for tomorrow. But I am not doing any readings today. Probably not. Again, if the issues of today warrant us to be back on air, we will be here. We will be paying attention to what's going on our planet. But if issues warrant us to be on air, we will be here. Otherwise, we will be here tomorrow. We are going to be moving time-wise. Please pay attention right now. Today will be the last day that I'm on at 11 a.m. Central. We are moving to 6 p.m. Central. Sometimes probably 1, but most likely we're going to try to move to 6, okay? Some of that reasoning is Rose is now in a different time zone. She's in Las Vegas. She was in Oklahoma, which worked out really great because we were on the same time zone. But now she's on a different time zone. Right now, when this show went on air, it was 9 o'clock in the morning in Las Vegas. And she just doesn't wake up that well at 9 o'clock in the morning. And so maybe you don't wake up that well either at 9 o'clock in the morning. We're going to be moving to 6 p.m. And hopefully Rose will be able to help us out. Rose has been a vital part of this program, and I miss her today. I miss her not being there. I missed her for the last couple of days. And I've got spoiled. Rose and Sharon and other people that have helped me spoil me a little bit. And so that's okay. It's okay to be spoiled. And it's okay to also tell people that you love them. You know, we got to get past the place of not telling people that we love them. So, Rose, I love you very much, and I appreciate your help on this program, and can't wait for you to get back on air with us. I love you two guys, and I just love our world. I love everybody in it, and, you know, so today we stand in a place of love and light, and we send peace into our planet, and so not just the United States, but the world in general. So you be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. May God bless you, and may God bless our planet. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.